Welcome back. So having an overview of what we will cover in retail banking, let us straight now jump into the activity of retail banking. And the primary activity of any bank is to accept deposit. If it's a especially if it's on the retail side. And therefore we'll cover what are deposits, what are various type of account as a retail customer which we encounter, and see what are the pros and cons of each of them. So acceptance and maintenance of deposit is one of the core activity of the bank. So not only they have to accept, they have to also maintain, because whenever you need money, it is given back to you. It is actually a start of beginning of relationship. So when the start of relationship primarily in a bank happens when you open an account. Now you could open a liability account or account in which you deposit money, which is what we'll try to cover here. Or you could also take a loan and therefore a loan account gets opened, which is what is part of the subsequent chapters that we'll go through. So let's take that any starting of the activity opens starts with opening of the account, beginning of relationship. The bank gives you a facility and addresses your need of keeping money safe, and while you keep the money safe, maybe earn some amount of interest which otherwise you will not get if you had kept the cash at home. Not only that, it also helps you to avoid the risk of cash, which means it cash lying idle at home can be robbed, while in the bank it is not the case. And at home it only deteriorates in value because inflation eats away into your value of money which you keep at home, while if you keep it in the bank, you earn some interest out of it. Now what are the different type of deposits? Primarily there are two types, which is a demand deposit and fixed or time deposit. Demand deposits are those deposits when on demand you get your money back. So you put your money in these accounts and on demand you get it back. Primarily there are three types of accounts which covers into this: the current account, the saving account and a call deposit. What is a current account? So a current account is where the withdrawals are allowed any number of time depending up to a balance available. It is primarily for sole proprietors or partnership where you don't earn any interest out of it. It's only kept there for business purpose. On the area where for individual, saving account is more important, where there could be in some banks some restriction on what you can withdraw or deposit. Primarily if you keep more than a prescribed balance, the limit does not come into play. But if you don't keep it, then some limits can be put in place, and where you can only withdraw certain amount of transaction or certain amount of money during that specific period. Call deposit are those accounts which are maintained by banks and they are kept only for overnight purpose, whereas a retail customer, we don't primarily get into call deposit. It is more from bank to bank perspective. Fixed deposit, one of the most popular instrument for any retail customer, and our forefathers and everyone have used this, and I'm sure we are also using this quite a lot. It is also known as time deposit. Why it is known as time deposit? Because you put the money for a certain period of time. So as it says, for a fixed pre-agreed period, you put the money. You can only withdraw after the expiry of the period for which you have put the money. And in case you need the money urgently and you want to withdraw before the expiry, you not only pay a penalty, but you also get little less interest. Therefore, it is said that one should not break the fixed deposit unless it's like a last resort. Interest is paid as per individual bank's interest rate. So when, especially when you get into fixed deposit, you are told for what period, what interest is there. Depending on your need and when you want the money back, you primarily agree for a period, and when you agree, you get an interest, and after the end of the period, that interest money comes back to you. Some banks also give quarterly interest back into your account, but that's a different type of fixed deposit where it is useful for people in case they need money in while you know, staying invested for a longer period of time. Fixed deposit, because it is fixed in nature, the time is fixed, naturally gives more interest than the saving account in which we keep the money. And saving account primarily we should use to keep money where we the transactions are going to be many and we will need it for liquidity purpose. In fixed deposit, recurring deposit comes into play, cumulative deposit, annuity reinvestment deposit, cash certificate, etc. is also called fixed deposit. So recurring deposits are those deposits where you agree that you'll keep some money for a certain period of time, and every month or every quarter you keep investing a fixed amount into the account. Cumulative deposit, it keeps adding, and cash certificate is when you get a certificate for it. Now, can all banks open any accounts, or there should be some rule? So obviously there has to be some guidelines. The guidelines are that every bank should have a policy on deposit taking. So they should have a clear cut policy about what is the deposit, why that deposit, why that interest, and things like that. Policy should be transparent. It should be put up on the bank's branches notice board as well as available on the bank's website. Every depositor has a right to access that policy. And it covers primarily secrecy and confidentiality of the data and the amount that you keep in the bank. It is said the bank should not accept interest-free deposit. So there's no conflict of interest ever, other than current account. Current account obviously does not give you any interest, and therefore it can be called an interest-free deposit, although it is more used by business people for their liquidity management. And deposit schemes should be approved by banks board, who take care to ensure that they meet with the RBI guidelines. So RBI is the regulator for banks in India, and they decide the rules, regulations, and they set up the guidelines, and all the banks have to follow the guidelines. The service charges, which is an area of constant debate, are said to should be reasonable, and what is reasonable is where the debate starts happening. But overall in India, we have seen it's quite reasonable, and depending on the services that you take, you pay for it. The most important thing from a government of India or a RBI point of view, it says that customer with low volume of activity should not be penalized, so that the bank should not only look at customers with high balance, but also customers who have low balance should be given equal weightage in the banking environment. And that is what the whole guideline is all about. So thank you for it, and we will look into the next chapter a little more in details about deposits.